Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Atlanta fire chief has been suspended for 1 month without pay and ordered to undergo sensitivity training. What was the problem with this fire chief that was so problematic that he has to go through sensitivity training? Well, you probably won't be surprised, but it deals with the topic of homosexuality. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, this is the face of the intolerant homosexual agenda. This Atlanta fire chief by the name of Kelvin Cochran has been suspended for 1 month without pay and been ordered to undergo sensitivity training and told by government officials to check his beliefs at the door. Why? Because he published a book affirming that homosexuality and other forms of sex outside of marriage violate biblical teachings. And now they want him to have punishment for expressing what many people, in fact, the majority of people, believe to be true.
That's right. And the vast majority of people worldwide, every major world religion, thousands of years of history and uncompromising human biology reject homosexual conduct as abnormal, as immoral. And this is, you know, backed up by the science, by religion. And it is a vastly popular belief worldwide and still very popular in, right here in the United States. So this is clearly, he is being punished simply for having and publicly expressing his biblical beliefs, his Christian view, for expressing his biblical view. And so the city of Atlanta here is punishing him to the tune of about $15,000 based on his salary. They're docking him $15,000 for simply writing a book that very directly but very accurately addresses homosexual sin. Homosexual activists are, of course, up in arms. They want his head on a silver platter. And so the government there in Atlanta is kowtowing to these radical leftist activists.
Well, about a year ago in November of 2013, the former Obama administration appointee, interestingly, published the book called Who Told You You Were Naked? He is a Baptist deacon, and he says to be naked in the biblical sense means to suffer, quote, condemnation and deprivation, close quote. He says, but Christians have been clothed with Christ, redeemed men who carry the curse of condemnation and deprivation, cannot fulfill their purpose as husbands, fathers, community, and business leaders, and world changers. Now, he says that certain behaviors, he warned, lead to a life that is inherently in conflict with God's blessing. Well, what are those? And I'm quoting, quote, sexual acts pursued for purposes other than procreation and marital pleasure in holy matrimony is the sex life of a naked man. When men are unrestrained in their quest for sex outside of God's purpose, they will never be fulfilled, close quote. That's what Cochran wrote. He then says, naked men refuse to give in, so they pursue sexual fulfillment through multiple partners with opposite sex, same sex, and sex outside of marriage, and many other vile, vulgar, and inappropriate ways which defile their body temple and dishonor God. This is the kind of sex, he writes, that leaves a man continually empty, the sex life of a naked man, close quote. Now, those kind of comments cost him this 1 month suspension and the fact that he has to go through sensitivity training. This is unbelievable. These are typical, historic, orthodox, biblical views that have been not just in this country from the beginning, but through millennia of human history.
That's right. And we need to point out here, he didn't get up, you know, in a press conference before the cameras in his official professional capacity as the fire chief of Atlanta and say these things. He didn't say it in regard to some duty that he was carrying out. This is something he did as an individual exercising his First Amendment right, free speech, freedom of religious expression, writing and publishing a book, something that every American has a right to do. But on this particular issue, If you speak biblical truth, I mean, this isn't even controversial. The way that he framed this is very, very biblical in both the Old and New Testaments. Condemn adultery, fornication, and homosexual conduct and sexual immorality in all its forms. He did a great job here of summarizing that in his book, which is his absolute First Amendment right. And so he is being directly punished for having a viewpoint that the homosexual activists and those in authority over him in government disagree with. So this is viewpoint discrimination through and through, but it just shows you how these homo fascists, Matt, and that's what they are. They're fascist in the way they carry. They absolutely will not tolerate any disagreement. It's all about silencing dissent and intimidating. This is about intimidation.
Yeah, and here's what really set off the homosexual crowd. He said that, in fact, homosexual activists, they objected to this particular passage, which is a brief line that defines what uncleanness is, as, quote, whatever is opposite of purity, including sodomy, homosexuality, lesbianism, pederasty, bestiality, and all other forms of sexual perversion, close quote. Well, that just tipped the homosexual secularist crowd over the edge, and the city's Democratic leadership and homosexual lobby just went after him with both feet. Atlanta Mayor Kasem Reed placed Cochran under a one-month suspension without pay, ordered him to undergo sensitivity training. According to the Atlanta Constitution or the Journal Constitution, the Cochran makes $172,000 a year, so a one-month suspension for him is $14,333 for expressing his Christian views. And here's what the mayor says, quote, I was surprised and disappointed to learn of this book. I profoundly disagree with and am disturbed by the sentiments expressed in the paperback regarding the LGBT community. I will not tolerate discrimination of any kind within my administration. This is outrageous. This is a guy's personal expression in a book that was published a year ago. This mayor ought to be terminated. You know, if he profoundly disagrees with that information, he certainly is disagreeing with scores of people, not only in his own community, but throughout millennia of human history, that has been and remains the orthodox biblical view of human sexuality.
That's right. Mayor Reed has slapped in the face every Bible-believing Christian, every Muslim, every faithful Jew in Atlanta and elsewhere, and basically called, you know, accused them of discrimination for believing what God teaches in His revealed will and the Word of God in the Bible. And so this is an anti-Christian sentiment expressed by this mayor, and it's surreal. It's really a kind of Orwellian here. You see here the mayor admitting, I was surprised and disappointed, okay, so, and then I profoundly disagree. Well, guess what? It's your right to disagree, but it's his the fire chief's right to disagree with you. I will not tolerate. There's that word, tolerate. I will not tolerate. So their twisted version of, quote, intolerance simply will not be tolerated, and they'll crush anyone who offers any dissent whatsoever underfoot. This is overt anti-Christian discrimination.
Well, and this fire chief has had a distinguished career. He was the chief in Shreveport, Louisiana from 1999 to 2008, and he came to Atlanta before being named FEMA's U.S. Fire Administrator by President Obama. Obama saluted his, quote, valuable expertise, close quote, in May of 2010. He returned to Atlanta. He has been forbidden by the mayor to distribute his book to anybody in the workplace, and he has been banned from work for a month. I mean, this, we need to go to bat for this man, but this is the face of the intolerant homosexual agenda. This is what's coming. It's not what is going to be in the future. This is what's here. And we need to wake up to it. We need to push back and resist it. I am praying that the people of America will wake up and see this intolerant agenda and put a stop to it. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. At lc.org, you can make an online credit card contribution to the Ministry of Liberty Counsel. You can also call us, 800-671-1776, or you can mail in your contribution to help support this ministry as we stand for family, faith, and freedom. Any contribution that you get, whether it's multiple or singular, between now and December 31, so you can make more than one gift, or you can make a large single gift, will be doubled by a generous donor. That matching challenge grant is very helpful and blessing at this time of the year. It is very strategic that a dollar becomes two, 10 becomes 20, 100 becomes 200, 500 becomes $1,000. So activate the challenge grant by your contribution between now and midnight, December 31. You can go to lc.org for more information. Continue to pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council and stand with us financially, particularly at this critical and strategic time of the year as we close out this year and prepare for the next year to come. Use this strategic matching challenge gift opportunity to increase your contributions.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.